Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, howdy, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Lindsay White from Lexington, Kentucky, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February the 20th, 2013, episode 598. This episode is brought to you by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World!
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone! Happy Hump Day!
Happy Hump Day, baby! To another week, halfway done. The downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Well, good morning, everybody. Obviously, unless Jamie is doing her best English accent, she is still on her vacation in Hawaii. And we are welcoming Lindsay White of Riders for Helmets fame with us. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jennifer, as well.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to fill in with us today. We really appreciate it. And, boy, we got a busy show planned. We're going to keep you busy today, Lindsay. You won't have any time to get nervous at all.
I hope not.
Now, you've been on the show. You've been a guest many times, but this is the first time co-hosting, right?
This is a little different. This is more pressure. This is more intense, you know.
And we have the wheel of trivia coming up, too. So we have that added pressure of all these callers, and you're going to be in charge of asking the questions. So you got added pressure.
My biggest fear is that I'll read the question, and then I'll read them the answer straight afterwards.
Well, last week, I think everybody got the questions right, so it wouldn't matter, I guess, because we couldn't stump them last week. We have a smart audience.
You do. You have some pretty smart listeners. Listening into last week's show, yeah, there were some people that were, they didn't need the 5 seconds. They got it in one.
I know. I know. It was like instant. And, you know, we were afraid that people would be Googling and kind of cheating and they didn't have time to Google it. They were just getting it right. So hopefully we have that kind of track record today, too.
Who was the lady from Tennessee? And she's a regular listener. And she was like lightning. It was out of her mouth before the question was even out there, barely.
That is true. She was. And she is, I think that was Karen, wasn't it, Jennifer?
I believe that was Susan from Tennessee.
Susan from Tennessee, that's right, and we have a bunch of listeners from Tennessee, but yeah, she listens every day, so she knew the answers to the hit'em questions for sure. Yeah, she did a good job with that. Well, Jennifer, let's go to you to find out what's coming up on today's show.
On today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, the Wheel of Trivia is back, as you have noticed, again, for more cheering, jeering, and prize winning, so get calling, folks. 347-637-3238, and following a pleasant musical interlude with Templeton's newest release, thehorse.com stops by with a horse health report with details on dental issues that can affect training and performance. And it just wouldn't be Wednesday without a food reference, so happy Cherry Pie Day, everyone.
Thank you, Jeff. Cherry Pie Day. Thank you, Jennifer. I love cherry pie. You know, I like my cherry pie with chocolate ice cream, not vanilla. I'm kind of weird that way.
I'm partial to apple pie myself.
Okay, do you do it with vanilla ice cream or chocolate?
Yes, vanilla ice cream, definitely.
You're a traditionalist. Well, we want you to give a call right now. It's time to call. Get in line for Wheel of Trivia, 347-637-3238. Get in line while we're doing our daily winnies here. So give us a call right now, 347-637-3238. And I see calls coming in, so you'll want to get your calls in as early as possible. All right, let me do this. We're going to do my daily winner. My daily Winnie goes out to a lovely and beautiful Heidi Harriet of Arabian Nights in Orlando, Florida. She invited us. She's the head trainer at Arabian Nights, the dinner show down there in Orlando. And she invited us to come down and sit in at the show to check it out. We hadn't been there in about 10 years. I hadn't seen the show in a long time. So she wanted us to come down and check it out, and we did, and we had a great time on Monday night. Wendy from the Driving Radio Show, she came up, and her boyfriend came up, and we sat at the show together. So we are having Heidi on this show, on Horses in the Morning, on Friday morning, and we'll tell you more about what we experienced over at Arabian Nights. But they were absolute great hospitality. They sat us at the owner's table, Lindsay. Woohoo! It was nice.
Wow, you were the fancy people.
I know, I felt like a celebrity. But and then she took us backstage. We'll talk all about that. Got to meet all the horses, and it was just a lot of fun. We had a great time at Arabian Nights Monday night, and we'll talk more about that on Friday. But in the meantime, it's time for your Daily Winnie.
My Daily Winnie goes out to Corto Star. The 16-time Grade 1 winner and dual Cheltenham Gold Cup hero was retired from racing last October and has since been in the care of leading event rider Laura Collett. Corto Star is set to demonstrate some of his new dressage skills when he appears at Newbury on March 2nd. The great steeplechaser has been showing off his fancy new footwork. Forget racing, he's into dancing now. He's had 2 months of dressage training. His coach says it's been like turning Usain Bolt into Rudolf Nureyev. True.
You don't think of steeplechase horses as dressage horses normally. Normally, they end up in a second career as eventers or endurance, you know, something that involves going fast.
Well, he seems to be taking quite well to dressage, so we will wait and see.
Well, that's terrific. Well, that's good. And you know, we have our European report coming up today. I thought it was appropriate that you were on because, you know, I laughed when I've known you for years, but yet I laughed when I heard you say, "This is Lindsay White from Lexington, Kentucky," with your beautiful British accent.
I felt like I was just not me when I was saying that. I felt like I should have said, "From the United Kingdom." It's still in there somewhere, even after 12 years.
So you've been in the United States 12 years?
12 years now. Can you believe that?
And you haven't picked up. Now, Tammy Sarantz of the Western Radio Show, she's from Australia and she lives in Texas, and she has picked up a Southern accent to go with her Australian accent. You've still got you haven't picked up anything American in your accent.
I do say y'all every now and then. It has to be, it has to be said. That does slip out. And the funny thing is, when I go back to England, you'll laugh at this, because especially if it's like Christmas time or something, and I'm eating dinner with my family, and I'll eat with just a fork, and all of a sudden you have all these feeling like somebody's watching you, and then you just realize, oh, slide the knife in, pick the knife up and eat properly.
You pick up some of the mannerisms, though. I mean, you would have to living here, but you don't have that distinct Southern accent like you would normally expect living in Lexington.
Well, I just like to tell people I'm from London, Kentucky.
Where are you from in England?
Lincolnshire, on the East Coast.
Okay. It is interesting, now that we've talked to so many people from England and hear the different accents. Now when I talk to somebody new from England, I go, oh, that sounds like Lindsay, or that sounds like Samantha. You know, you do pick up the different accents there.
Oh, now steady on, because Samantha's from the posh part, quite obviously. All of us were born with the posh accent, I'm afraid. So we just take it as we find it.
Her upper class English accent.
Her upper class accent, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
I always tell her it's the north-south divide.
Well, it is sort of that way, though, isn't it? I mean, we have our Southern accents and our New England accents and our New York accents. You guys have the same thing.
We do.
Well, if you want to get in on the Wheel of Trivia, Jennifer's lining up the callers right now. Please do give us a call at 347-637-3238. That's 347-637-3238. Give us a call right now, and we'll be taking those in just 1 minute. We're going to be talking to Lindsay a little more later on in the show. You recently had a symposium with Riders for Helmets, and also you awarded some awards for Riders for Helmets for Safety Awards. So we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show as well. Well, I think we do have our first contestants lined up. Let's play this.
Wheel of Trivia!
Well, it's our time for our Wheel of Trivia. If you are hanging on the line to play Wheel of Trivia, please stay on the line. We will have many players today. We'll be giving away a bunch of prizes, so if you hear somebody win, don't hang up. It might be your turn next. Jennifer has a lot of them lined up, and there's still time to call if you want to play at 347-637-3238. Lindsay, because this is your first time here co-hosting, I'm going to explain it to everybody. We're going to take a caller, and we're going to ask them a trivia question. They have a choice from three categories: fractured facts, horse management, or hit'em experts only. Fractured facts, horse management, or hit'em experts only. And hit'em experts only is if you're a regular listener to the show, that's the only way you're going to know some of those answers. So let me take the first caller. And if they get it right, Lindsay, we are going to play this. This means they're right. That's the correct answer. And this is the wrong answer. That sounds like the basketball buzzer at high school is what reminds me of every time we play it. So let's go to Emily. I think we're supposed to take Emily was first in Virginia. Let me get Emily on the line here. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling to play. We appreciate it. So do you have horses?
No, but I ride horses.
Do you? And do you take lessons?
Yep.
Do you ride English or Western?
I ride English.
Okay. And how old are you, Emily?
I'm 11.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much for calling. So you have to pick a category. We have facts about horses. We have horse management, which is about horse health. And we have one called Horses in the Morning Experts Only. And that's if you listen to our show. So which one do you want?
The horse management.
Horse management. Well, Lindsay's going to ask the question. Lindsay, let's give her an easy one.
What is a horse that is born brown or black and eventually turns white called?
Can you repeat that?
What is a horse that is born brown or black and eventually turns white called?
So it's a horse that's brown or black and eventually turns white. What's that called? What's the color?
The gray?
Yes, it is. Very good. Good job. That's a good one. That's a good answer. You win, so we're going to spin the wheel and see what you've won here. Let me do that right now. All right, let's see where it lands. It's landing on a Farrier's Fix gift pack worth $50. And what that is Farrier's Fix was designed by Farriers to keep your horse's feet healthy. It's a mix made of high-quality natural ingredients that provides vitamins A, D, and E to your horse's hooves, all essential for great hooves. There are no fillers in this hoof oil. Each ingredient uses special ingredients to keep your horse's hooves healthy. So this is something that you'll be able to use on the horses that you ride at the stable. You'll be able to use this hoof oil, okay?
Cool.
Good job, Emily. And if you stay on the line, Jennifer will get your details, and then we can get the prize on out to you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks,
You're
Emily.
Welcome.
I think she got a little bit of help with that answer, but that's okay. Emily deserved to win.
I think she can give her a pass. She's only 11.
Yeah, that's right. She deserved to win. All right, let's go to our next contestant here. We have Katie from South Carolina. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Is this the Katie I think it is?
It is. It is. Relocated from New Hampshire to South Carolina.
Oh, you got the hell out of the cold spot up there, didn't you?
I did. I left poor Roger up there to fend for himself, but he's doing all right.
Katie is a regular listener to the show and has been on the show before because we followed her whole engagement, Lindsay, to her now husband, Roger. We tried to talk him out of marrying her because he wasn't a horse guy, but we couldn't even talk him out of marrying her. She's an inventor and avid horse girl and now has left him. See, we warned him that you were going to leave him to go do the horse thing, and you did.
I did, but he's coming down next week for a long weekend, which will be really nice.
Well, you get
to,
that is
so mean to people. You really are. That's just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, but Katie, we did try and talk him out of it, didn't we, Katie?
You did. And my gosh, you tried so hard, but the love was too strong, Glenn.
I know.
Good
we're going
to
have
good to you.
We're going to have him back on. He was on a horse husbands episode, I believe, last year. And we're going to have him back now that he's gone from boyfriend to husband. We have to have him back to see what's changed. And, you know, so now we're going to find out the real dirt. Well, Katie, which category would you like? We have fractured facts, horse management, or hit 'em experts only.
How about fractured facts?
All right, Lindsay, fractured facts.
Okay. The Clydesdale became the Anheuser-Busch symbol in what year?
1933 or 1952?
Yeah.
Oh. 5 seconds. Tick, tick.
1952?
Oh.
No.
No, it was
1933.
Oh, really? Sorry about that, Katie. Yeah, it was 1933 when they did. I knew that was going to be a tricky one.
Well, I'm surprised with the war, but, yeah. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Call in next week, okay?
You have
call
a great day, Katie.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, our next contestant on the line here is Shauna in Florida. Good morning, Shauna.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for allowing us. Oh, you know, Jennifer made a good point about the Clydesdale one. She said Prohibition. That's right. 1933 would have been Prohibition when they brought the Clydesdales into Anheuser-Busch. We're right around that era. Huh. Interesting. Well, Shauna, you're from South Florida, right?
Yes, I am.
And are you in the barn with the horses right now?
I am. I'm cleaning stalls.
Okay.
Or I was. I'm taking a small break.
Oh, good. Well, which category do you want, Shauna? Fractured facts, horse management, or hit 'em experts only?
I don't know. I've been listening, and I'm not taking fractured facts.
Okay. You want hit 'em experts only?
All right. I'll do horse management.
Horse management.
Horse
all right.
Management. All right. What disease got its name from the habit of giving working horses Sunday off?
Monday morning sickness.
Yay! Look at you. I didn't think anybody would get that.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Wow. That's great.
How did you know that, Shauna? I thought nobody would get that.
Oh, Monday. Well, it's tie up, and you know, a lot of race horses, if they stand on Sunday, not so much now, but like years ago when I first started, a lot of them would have Monday morning sickness, and it was from the work horses also because they always had Sunday off, and Monday morning a lot of them would tie up, and they called it Monday morning sickness.
Wow, we got the right person answering that question, didn't we, Lindsay?
She's a smart cookie.
I'm sorry.
I said we got the right person.
Yeah.
Said you're a smart cookie.
It's the accent.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Yeah, we had the wrong person asking the questions. Nobody can understand you, Lindsay. That's the problem.
Well, it makes it harder, that's all. They have to understand the accent and get the question right.
That's true. It doesn't make it harder. All right, let's see what she won. Let's spin the wheel. Everybody else is waiting. Hold on. We're going to do a couple more here. All right, where's it going to land? Oh, you get a $50 gift certificate to EasySignsOnline.com. You can use the $50 gift certificate towards your next online purchase of any custom sign at EasySignsOnline.com. Beautiful signs for the farm or home, stall nameplates, memorial markers, banners, and so much more. You can visit their website today and see complete pricing and options at EasySignsOnline.com. Congratulations, Shauna.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Yay. And if you stay on the line, Jennifer will get your details so we can get that prize right out to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We do have we didn't mention earlier that there is always on the wheel every Wednesday a couple of bummer prizes. You know how they used to do that in the game shows where the mule would show up behind the curtain or the donkey? Well, we don't have a mule or donkey because people actually want them. We actually have some. Last week, Lindsay, we gave away a six-pack of used toothpicks. So
I've heard that, Glenn, and I was just like, I felt so bad I wanted to call in and give them a rider's helmet saddle pad in place of the hoofpicks. I almost called in and said, you can't give them the hoofpicks. Come on, I mean, seriously.
Well, basically, we're trying to clean out the crap we don't want anymore, and that's what the bummer process becomes. So here we go. Let's go to Karen in Utah next. Let's see if we can put on here. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for calling in to play. We appreciate it. Now, do you have horses?
Yes.
And what kind of horses? What do you do?
My daughter and I rescue a lot of horses from the kill pens, and we also have thoroughbreds and do eventing.
Well, good for
and
you.
Do what?
Good for you.
You do eventing too?
Yes.
Oh, good. Cool. Very good.
I teach to the local pony club, so I better do well.
Oh, really? Well, that's terrific. Well, let's do this. Let's find out whether you want Fractured Facts, Horse Management, or Hit'em Experts Only.
Horse Management.
Horse Management.
Definitely.
All right.
Do male or female horses have more teeth?
Ooh.
Oh.
5 seconds.
Male.
That's right.
Oh, that is correct.
Well done.
I'm going to ring my bell. Trying to find it. Male horses apparently have 40 and female have 36. Was that a pure guess or were you relying on your pony club pass for that one?
Pony club pass.
Yeah, see, I knew as soon as you said pony club, you were going for horse management. I just knew that because... Jennifer was
pony clubbers really well, you know.
They do. They do. And if there's one thing they know about, it's horse management. Although you thought about that one for a second.
Yeah, I knew I had to make it right. So.
All right, let's take a spin of the wheel here. Oh, wrong one. Let me spin the wheel. There's the buzzer. All right, let me get the wheel spinning. Here we go. Knock the wheel off the table. And, there you go. You win a Saucer Hill book two-pack. Her two books, Full Mortality and Racing from Death. Saucer Hill has been on our show several times. She's like the America's version of Dick Francis. And you're going to love her books. They are based on jockey Nikki Luttrell and the racing scene in Maryland. You can find her books at wildsidebooks.com. And we're going to send you out both of her books. You're going to love this. This is a series that she does. I love these books. I read them. I read them as soon as they come out. So I think you're going to like them. And your kids will like them, too. They're appropriate for the pony clubbers to read.
Awesome.
All right. Very
congratulations,
good.
Congratulations. And please stay on the line because Jennifer's going to grab your details and we'll get that out to you. And thank you to our generous sponsor for donating the book set.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. All right, let's take our next caller here. So that was Karen that did that. All right. Our next caller is Rachel in Indiana. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Rachel.
So, Rachel, tell us, do you have horses? Are you there, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have horses?
I did. I sold my one and only horse in August, about a week before finding out I was pregnant. So as of right now, I am holding off buying my next horse. I am actively looking, but yes, my focus is eventing, and I wanted to be able to give as much time to my horse and be able to ride him. And being pregnant kind of puts a hold on that for a little bit.
Well, you're a lot like you can relate to what Jamie's going through right now with her pregnancy too. It's and why she's off in Hawaii enjoying her last vacation before her baby.
Hawaii is the best place to go. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Now, did you have the baby or are you still pregnant?
I'm still pregnant. I am 33 weeks.
So you're not riding. See, she's still riding, bad girl. She's almost 6 months and she's still riding.
Oh, I did it till about 4 and a half. And then I started to get too, I felt real protective of my abdomen,
yeah.
And I just didn't feel comfortable doing it then.
Yeah, I can understand that. And your doctors tell you not to do it at all, of course, but
yes,
nobody ever listens
to
them. Nobody ever listens to them.
Can't keep a horse girl away from the horse.
Nope.
I know it.
Well, Rachel, you have a choice, Fractured Facts, Horse Management, or Hit'em Experts Only.
I'm going to go Fractured Facts.
Fractured Facts.
All right. Are you ready? At what distance do quarter horses race?
Oh, you're breaking up there a little bit. What was that again?
At what distance do quarter horses race?
I missed the first part of the question. What distance do quarter horses race?
At what distance do quarter horses race? A bit of a trick question.
I am not getting that word.
Okay.
At the beginning of the question.
At what distance do quarter horses race?
Quarter mile.
Yay!
It was a trick question. I thought we'd trip somebody up on that one, but we didn't. You were too smart for us.
Oh, yay!
All right, let's spin the wheel here and see what you won. All right?
I'm excited.
Oh, no!
Did I get the
bummer?
It
sounds like you did get the bummer. That's not good.
And it's not good for a pregnant woman. I feel really bad now. It's a roll of half-used duct tape.
Can
we give her one of your soundpads, Lindsay? Can we give her a writer's
Yeah. We can't send you away with a half a roll of duct tape. It's probably been used and rewound up as well.
I
feel bad for you. I'm going to send you a Riders for Helmet saddle pad. How about that?
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
It's better than the duct tape.
Thank you, Rachel. We appreciate you calling. And good luck with the baby. Be sure to go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page when you have the baby and post it there. Post a picture.
Absolutely.
And make sure you give your details to Jennifer so we can get you a saddle pad, and maybe Gwen will send you the duct tape as well, but you'll definitely get the saddle pad.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Rachel. Well, that was fun. That's all the time we have for today. If you're still on the line, please give us a call back next week. We appreciate everybody calling in to play. That was fun. You did good. You know, I think the English accent's throwing some people there, Lindsay.
It's just making it harder, that's all. I give them an easy question, but it's really a hard one because of my accent.
And I think we only had one person get one wrong today, right? So we still have a smart audience.
We do, yeah.
They're still
smart.
I'm going to have to make the questions harder. We're going to have Jennifer make the questions. That'll fix them. That'll solve that problem. Yeah. But we thank all of our sponsors today, Easy Signs Online. We thank Farrier's Fix. We also thank Saucer Hill for providing the book 2-pack. We thank Riders for Helmets and Lindsay for bailing out the poor pregnant woman who ended up with duct tape.
I just couldn't do that to a Glen. I couldn't. It was so wrong. I would just have to give her a saddle pad there.
I know. I had a few jokes there that I avoided, too, because I thought I'd get in trouble, so I avoided them. Let's take a break for our commercial. We're going to be back with the European Report, appropriately enough, with Lindsay on the show today. Instead of our usual from Horse and Country TV, we have Jenny Rudel, who is one of the stars over there and appears on a lot of the shows at Horse and Country TV, and she's going to be checking in with us here shortly. But first, we have to hear from our title sponsor today, Back on Track. We'll be right back.
Well, we are here with Bo from Back on Track Products, and we're going to highlight today the saddle pad. Tell us about the saddle pad.
The saddle pad is start to get more and more popular. People, some have bought them, buying more. They really like them, and Michelle Gibson is one of them. Some is a top dressage rider, and it's good quality. And what it do, the same there, reflect the body warmth back like a far infrared rear. It's not, they don't overheat the horse or anything. They just keep them more supple and loose. Mm-hmm. And it's a good quality and affordable. They're $79, and it's like a good quality saddle pad.
That's very affordable for a saddle pad that's going to increase the blood flow.
Yeah.
Under that's amazing. I had no idea.
Are they the type of saddle pad that they can be used both in practice and show?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So absolutely. They're show quality. They
yeah,
look.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So it looks like a normal saddle pad. You can't see the difference, but it really makes a difference. I don't ride myself, but everybody tells me. And since the increase of saddle pad have been very good, it's actually that product some increase most in our sales. So it means we get a lot of repeat customers. So that means.
Is it a square pad or is it the shape of the saddle?
It's a square pad. So, you know, we have all-purpose and dressage, and we're going to get one goes around
shaped
the
one.
Shaped
yeah.
one too. Yes.
Shaped ones as well. Well, that's great. And $79.95, and they are machine washable.
Yes.
You know, for what it does, that's a terrific price, because we have seen some saddle pads here that don't do anything but be a saddle pad for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is actually $79.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, it's pretty, and it's a good quality to hold up, you know, like a regular saddle pad of good quality. Yes.
Make your horses happy. Go to backontrackproducts.com and get the saddle pad. It'll definitely improve their attitude.
Well, thank you to Back on Track. That's backontrackproducts.com, where you can find all of their products. And we have on the line with us from Horse and Country TV, Jenny Rudel. Welcome back, Jenny. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi. It's been a long time. How's it going?
Very good. Hey, I have a surprise for you. We have a new opener for you guys that I think you're going to like. We're classing up the place. Take a listen.
Okay.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
How about that? Is that regal enough?
That is regal enough. I like it.
Thanks to our own Samantha Clark of the Eventing Radio Show for doing a little recording with us and helping us out with her beautiful, as Lindsay would say, upper-class British accent.
that's fantastic, Glenn. I love it.
It was really good.
Well, I love all these British accents on the show today, and you, of course, are from horseandcountry.tv, and we're talking about some of the highlights from the past week at Horse and Country, and I know Valentine's Day was on everybody's mind and is as popular in Europe as it is here in the United States, and you did a little survey, didn't you?
We did. We asked people to fill in. It was quite for a bit of fun, but also to really see how much, and I think it was mainly women who answered, but just to see how important men are compared to our lovely pets.
And?
I'm afraid none came off rather badly. 75% said they gave their four-legged more attention than their human counterparts. That's quite a big percentage.
And we wonder why there's so many divorces in the horse world.
I know. 53% said they have a stronger relationship with their horse than their partner.
And being America's horse husband, I think it's because they spend more time with their horse than their partner.
Yeah, well, 72% said they'd rather go for a ride with their horse than spend the day with their partner. So that says quite a lot. But then I think most of the boys would rather go and play golf or something.
How do we stand any chance at all? When you really come down to it with a horsewoman, how do we survive? Because we have to learn. We have to learn.
I think the way to survive as a man is to learn how to put studs in when you go to shows, learn how to hold a horse, and learn how to put jumps up and read a dressage test, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. And I also think you have to take your girlfriend or wife, as it may be, to a tack shop on Valentine's Day, and then it's a winner all around.
Exactly. I completely agree.
I tried that early on in the relationship. I tried doing the alternate gifts because I was one of those that hadn't learned yet. And I thought, well, you know, she is a woman. She'll like the other frill girly things, too. And I learned very quickly that I was much happier. And if I got her, I was much happier getting her horse things, because in the end, she was much happier. So I did learn my lesson. It just took me a couple of years.
Exactly.
I must say that any horse guy that's a new boyfriend should read this survey early on in the relationship, maybe after the second or third date, and then decide whether they want to continue it or not, because you have to be comfortable with being second in the relationship.
Very much so, or in my case, third, because I have two of them.
That's even worse because later on in the marriage they tend to collect 6 or 7 or 8. So
yeah, exactly. And I have two dogs as well, so they're well down the pecking order.
Are you single, Jen?
I've just started a new relationship, so now after what you said, I'm thinking I should send this survey over to him just to give him a bit of a warning.
I think you should. I think you should send him the survey on over and just say, you might want to read this, honey.
Yeah, just give you a heads up.
I have a better idea. Let's get him on the show here, and I'll have a talk with him.
I'll send him next week.
Well, the next one up was equestrianism is one of 25 sports selected for the 2020 Olympic Games. There was a lot of talk in the last couple of years about eliminating equestrian sports from the Olympic Games, and partly because of the amount of space it takes up, especially with eventing. And it looks like now Olympics are definitely in. We don't have to worry about our equestrian sports are definitely in. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, completely. And also, I think London was a big marker for it because of Greenwich. I don't know if you guys know, it was quite a controversial venue for the equestrian. The cross country looked quite dangerous because it was very hilly. And I think if they hadn't pulled it off quite so brilliantly and the venue hadn't been so amazing, and also I think the attendance was so huge and it was so popular, I think that's really helped push it to the 2012 Games and prove that it can be done in a smaller venue and be done well.
Right. Well, and I think
delighted it's been.
It needed a lot more, especially with eventing in years past when we were doing the long format. It needed a lot more room than it does now. You can do it in a smaller space. And there they did it in a park, right? It was a park in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it was in Greenwich Park. And one of the main reasons for that was the backdrop. So when you were at the top of the cross-country course, you could look across Canary Wharf and all the sights of London. And it meant, unlike Beijing, that actually the equestrians were part of the Olympics. And it proved really popular. I would say a huge percentage of the people who went actually knew nothing about horses, and it really opened up equestrianism to the rest of the world. It was great.
Well, hey, I think if you're going to drop either wrestling or equestrianism, I think that's a no-brainer personally, but wasn't it wrestling that was dropped?
There's been a few that have been dropped. I'm just looking at it now. Some of the other wrestling is in, weightlifting still in, but they're thinking of dropping, and they're thinking of adding things like softball and roller sports and rock climbing. But I don't actually know which are the ones that actually have been dropped.
Right. Yeah, I think too. I think that they're still debating on, and they always look at bringing in new ones too. I think golf is going to be in the next one as an exhibition, and rugby, I think, was also one that was going to be coming in. So, very good. And you had David O'Connor on from the International Eventing Forum. Did you have video of that?
Yeah, we've got loads of video of it. David, I don't know if you've ever seen David training. He is, I mean, he's a pro. I personally have watched him now quite a few times coaching, and I just don't think there's anyone better, to be honest. And we were so lucky that he was over here at the International Eventing Forum at Hartbury. And we filmed him for my show, but because the the masterclass was so long, we couldn't use it all on the TV. So we've put, I've kind of cut them down into the what I think is the best bits of his masterclass. And we've put videos online for people to watch if they go onto the website and go onto the video section. And he's just brilliant. You never stop learning with David. And he's taken, even though he's using top riders like Caroline Powell from the New Zealand Olympic team, I think you can relate it to any level, grassroots all the way up.
I was following the coverage of the International Eventing Forum on Eventing Nation, and it looks like it was very well received, and people really got a lot out of it. It really was something I think we're going to see over and over again.
Yeah, it wasn't just David. It was Mark Todd. It was Sir Mark Todd, as he is now known. He was there as well. And I think what's great about it, it's not just, even though you can do it even if you're at the top level, they really break it down. So you can go home, and even if your horse is only a youngster working at the poles, or even if you've just got a cob who doesn't really jump, you can use the exercises again and again and again and take something from it. He's just brilliant.
Are you an eventer?
I am, yes. I've just got off one of my horses to run back to be on the show.
Well, there you go. So we're going to see you at Rolex here someday in the United States?
Oh, I wish. If I could get to that level, it would be amazing. But it takes quite a lot of time and dedication. And what would Horse and Country do if I didn't have the time for them?
That's true. You're the star.
Well, okay. I'll save you a bit of money on your accommodation if you make it, because I live in Lexington.
I'll take you up on that. I think it's one of the best events. I'd love to
see it. Even if you just want to come and watch and come over, you have a place to stay.
I might take you up on that.
Well, the offer's open.
Now, what you need to know, Lindsay, is Jenny has a habit of taking over the living rooms of houses near events and doing shows in the middle of them while the family watches from the kitchen. And that's exactly what she did during the Olympics, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I saw that. I'd have to clean my house a little bit first, though, to make sure. And you'd have to be all right with cats, because I'm kind of like the crazy cat lady with cats running around, so...
That's all right. I'm fine with cats. I like cats.
And we're just on fine. We're just fine.
One of my favorite parts of Horse and Country TV is the photo of the day where you take the daily news and pictures, and you come up with some fun pictures on there.
Yeah, we do. We love it because we try and get, it's not just about obviously what goes on in the news, but we love to hear from the viewers. So I think it's one of my favorite things. I love a good photo. And it's just great. It's so nice that people are going out and taking these beautiful pictures. And I don't know, it's really nice to see these moments kind of captured. And then what we do is we put our favourite ones up, and it's the daily photo. And there's not just top riders on there, but people training their own horses, as well as seeing pictures of the top horses like Frankel and things like that. But it's just such a nice thing to do, I think, rather than just always video. I think some really good pictures are just really lovely.
The one I really liked that was on there was the one of Frankel. It's, of course, the racehorse that we've talked about here a lot on the show. And he's standing in his stall, and he has his halter on with his little nameplate that says Frankel, and he's sticking his tongue out. And it's just the lighting and everything. It was just one of – you could blow that up and put it on the wall. You could make a painting out of it. It was perfect picture.
He's just the most stunning horse. And if you go on there now – someone sent us in this lovely picture of their horse Hugo rearing up and posing for the camera, and it's just a really nice gallery. And it doesn't matter if you know the horse or not, it's just, some of these pictures are just fabulous. And it's those moments when those top riders hugging their horses, those little bits that are captured in time. It's one of my favorite things.
I'm looking at that photo now, and it is actually a really great photo.
It's fab, isn't it? And that's just one of our viewers just who sent that in. He loved their horse and was like, look how lovely my pony is. It's brilliant.
It's just one of those things where I think you just have your camera available at the right moment in time and you just get that perfect shot.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, for all our UK listeners, you can be found at Sky 280, right, in the UK?
Yeah, that's it, Sky 280. In Ireland, they don't even call us Horse and Country. They call us 280.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I wish, you know, we don't get it over here, but you can, for all the people in countries outside of England, you can catch most of what they do online at horseandcountry.tv. There's thousands of videos there to check out. Check it out every day. I know they have a new one called Yard Talk and Masterclass with Tina Cook.
Yeah.
That's coming up here. And you also have a video of the week, right?
Yeah, we try and put up a new video every single day. Often there's more, or there's clips of what's going to be online, and like the training videos. And yeah, you're right, we do have a new show, Yard Talk and Masterclass. It's absolutely brilliant. I say that, I produced it. what it is it's following a top rider, but at the same time, the masterclass is rather than always, it's quite hard when you're watching some of these top professionals riding their very expensive, brilliant horses. It's really unachievable for a lot of the average rider. So what I try to do with the show is make it more grassroots so anyone can do it. So with Tina Cook, she takes an X-ray horse, which is something so many people do, and she gives us some amazing tips on how to retrain it, from simple things, from even what type of saddle to use, to how to get on, to how to treat them differently to a normal horse. So it's real kind of stuff that everyone can relate to. It's really good.
Well, and you can find all of that at horseandcountry.tv, and we have with us the humble Jenny Rudel. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jenny. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you again.
Lovely to talk to you. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jenny.
They're so good over there. Victoria usually comes on. Victoria Spicer comes on with us and does a terrific job, and Jenny does a terrific job. It sounds like it would be a fun place to work at Horse and Country TV.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds just a great place. I'm sure they have a great
time. Maybe they need
a
Lexington correspondent. You ought to talk to them about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll get her over to Rolex first, give her a taste of the living room experience, and then I might be in for the job.
Treat her well. Take her to the pub. I miss the pub in Lexington. I do miss that. Well, let's take a break for Equestrian Collections, and we also have our song of the day, and that is Templeton Thompson, When I Get That Pony Roach. It's a terrific new video we're going to talk about in a minute, but you're going to love this song. So let's take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hi, it's Glenn, and I'm with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with Equestrian Collections' Wintery Product of the Week.
Hi, Glenn. This week I'm talking about the Mountain Horse Ladies Rimrock High Rider Winter Boot. Now, I know that the groundhog said that we were going to have an early spring, but if the weather here in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is anything like it's going to be for a while, it was darn cold. So this boot is a great boot for you to get right now at a wonderful price. It's just right around $100. It has a faux fur lining, so it makes it very warm. It also has some very generous sizing so that you can wear different kinds of riding pants, even jeans underneath it, and you can still get a good ride in. We have several other types of winter tall boots available that you can look at. They're a little bit more expensive, so that's why I thought this was a really great pickup for the end of the year. And we have them in stock and ready to ship.
And they're very good-looking, like most Mountain Horse products are. And you can find them by going to EquestrianCollections.com and just search for Rimrock, R-I-M-R-O-C-K, and you'll find the Mountain Horse Ladies Rimrock High Rider Winter Boots at EquestrianCollections.com. Well, that's When I Get That Pony Rode. It's a terrific, absolutely terrific new video by Templeton Thompson. It was put together by the producer of the Buck series. And this video is wonderful. If you haven't seen it yet, go to Horses in the Morning, and we posted it up there. And you can also buy the song off of iTunes. Jennifer, this was done by...
I wish I could sing like that, Glenn.
I know.
I
don't
sound
we all.
Like a scratched cat when I sing, and Tempe has such a beautiful voice.
She absolutely does. What? Who was, Jennifer, who was the producer? Was Cindy, is it she?
Cindy Meal.
Or Meal, that's right. She was the one that did the Buck videos, and you can tell this is an absolute professionally done video. And not that Templeton's other ones weren't great. I really liked the one she did about moonshine, too. But that could have been just my preference. I don't know.
So how Jane was lots of fun. Yeah, this one has a very different flavor. This is it's visual, a lot of imagery. Sam's in it. Yay! So, it's really a beautiful video as well as a beautiful song. Kind of gave me a 80s throwback kind of a feel. I like it.
It did. I really liked it, too. And one of these days we'll get Tempe on and we can talk about the video. As I said, you can find it by going to Horses in the Morning Facebook page. It's probably just scroll down a little bit and it's on there. You've got to see it. It's definitely worth checking out. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn DeGeek here with Lindsay White of Riders for Helmets fame. She's filling in for Jamie today. Jamie is off on the beach somewhere in Hawaii enjoying her last vacation before the baby comes. So
to think Jamie's on the beach somewhere listening, critiquing me as the stand-in, but alas, based on the fact she's in Hawaii, she's probably got much better things to do.
Jamie is not shy about saying that she does not listen to the show when she has a day off. So I don't have, you don't have to worry about it.
I don't have to worry about it.
No, you're good. You don't have to worry about it at all. And this show, of course, today is brought to you by Back on Track Products. Back on Track Products is the sponsor of backontrackproducts.com. Well, now tell us, you guys just had was it the fourth annual symposium for Riders for Helmets?
Yeah, we just held the fourth safety symposium in Lexington on February 2nd, actually. And it was a great, great symposium, as it always is, with a fantastic range of speakers that flew in from all over the country for it. But we were also very, very touched, and it was exciting, but also a little sad as well, because it was the first one I'd actually co-hosted without Dr. Craig Farrell being there. And Mrs. Lorraine Farrell, his wife, came and actually attended the symposium and presented the Craig Farrell MD Equestrian Safety Awards to some of the winners. So that was really nice that she was able to come.
And for those that don't know, we lost Craig last year. So, and I know he was an integral part of making this work. So congratulations, by the way. And can we talk about, I know that one of our very own here at the Horse Radio Network was a winner of one of those safety awards.
She was, Tammy Strontz, was a winner of one of the awards. And Tammy's story is actually quite interesting. Tammy came as a speaker to the third safety symposium last year in January. And based on her listening to Courtney King Dye, who is obviously the 2008 Olympian that had the head injury in 2010, Tammy listened to what Courtney had to say, because Courtney was there in person last year, and it really touched Tammy. And she basically went away after the symposium, and as a result of listening to Courtney's speech, she worked with the American Competitive Trail Horse Association to implement some helmet rule changes for the youth in the organization, which I think was fantastic. And then what was also sad as well was literally within a week of coming to the safety symposium last year, Tammy was involved in a car accident or automobile accident with a drunk driver and suffered a head injury herself. So you talk about the irony of coming to a symposium where people are talking about head injuries and then Tammy suffers one. But she's such a brave person, and she's gone through so much in the last year. And despite only having surgery 2 weeks, only 2 weeks before the safety symposium held just a few weeks ago, she still attended, you know, shaved head and all, with the stitches still in her head and the works. And she was there to tell her story, and very rightly so, was a recipient for everything she's been doing to promote helmet awareness.
And she was on the show here on Horses in the Morning on Monday, and she talked about the fact that she attended again this time, and she told us all about the surgery and how they basically the incision was her initials on the back of her head, a T.
It's a T. Yeah, it's a T. Yes. It's fantastic.
I said, well, if you're going to have a scar, you might as well have it your initials, right?
Exactly.
Well, she's a great person, of course, of the Western Radio Show and host over there, and we appreciated her coming on Monday. Now, there were a lot of other recipients of the award, but Courtney King Dye was one, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney continues to do so much for helmet awareness. She actually produced two new videos recently, which you can see on ridersforhelmets.com. But she's just amazing. I mean, she was the recipient last year of the FEI Against All Odds Award, and she just continues to share her story, share videos, really just, you know, get the message out about helmet wearing. And we get so many emails from people, and I mean, literally huge amounts of emails where they've either watched her video or read one of the articles that she talked about, you know, the impact of having a traumatic brain injury. And people actually go and buy their first helmet because of that.
Huh, interesting. Well, hey, we have a listener calling in with a question for you, Lindsay. So let's say good morning to Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you today?
I'm terrific. So I heard you have a question for Lindsay.
Yeah, I do. Lindsay, how do you manage to do all that you do for Riders for Helmet and hold a full-time position? Because from what I understand, this is all voluntary on your part, isn't it?
That's why I'm on Facebook at midnight. I have no life.
That's a simple explanation.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an amazing program, and I've been watching you and following you on Facebook, and the stories that you put on are just so inspiring, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really kind. Yeah, it is. It's just great to be involved with a campaign that I think has made such a difference. And yeah, Glenn's right. I think that's why I have no life, because I was on Facebook at midnight doing Riders for Helmets updates.
Well, thank you for all you do, darling.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Robin. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Look at that. You got some love this morning.
I know,
I
did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, the other thing, too, there was one other award recipient that we wanted to mention this morning.
There was. Charlotte Desjardins, I think, has been an exceptional role model. I mean, obviously, previously had fractured her skull in a riding accident and made the decision to start competing internationally in a helmet, and went on to win double gold at the Olympics last year while wearing a helmet, which I think was absolutely amazing. And, it's, you know, a total inspiration, so very well deserved as a recipient of the Craig Farrell Award there as well.
Well, I agree with Robin. I want to thank you for all the effort you put in, what you're doing with Riders for Helmets, and all the time and money that you've put into that project has definitely paid off and has made a difference in the competitive world, with helmets now being required at a lot of shows here in the United States. It's definitely going the right direction, and probably more than you could have imagined when you first started this years ago. But you're doing a great job, and congratulations on it. Just goes to show you that one person with a lot of determination can make a difference. So thank you, Lindsay, for that.
No, and if I can just say one thing just very, very quickly. I mean, I'm so excited because, you know, International Helmet Awareness Day, this will be the fourth year that we've held it. And we had over 700 retailers in four countries participate last year. And then for the first time in the fall, we'll be doing an international safety symposium as well. So just thank you to everybody that supported the campaign.
Very good. We have another caller on the line, a busy morning here this morning, and I think she probably heard us rave playing her song When I Get That Pony Rode and raving about her new video and probably messing up everything we talked about, and she's calling to correct us. And that's Templeton Thompson. Good morning, Tempe.
Good morning, beautifuls. How you doing?
Hi, Tempe.
Hi. Hey, gorgeous. Oh, my God. I haven't heard your beautiful voice in so long, and actually, I'm embarrassed to say, I haven't been listening yet because I've been just
trying to kind of email some folks back and stuff and stay up on some things, so I really, really, really apologize, but I can't imagine you messed a darn thing up. I'm sure it was perfect. You guys are awesome.
Well, I got to tell you that the video is terrific. It's your best, and you know how much I like the moonshine video. But,
I know. Thank you.
This one is great, and you can tell, I mean, boy, when you get the professionals involved with the good cameras and the editing, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it, Tempe?
It's unbelievable, y'all, the team that came together. Talk about, we're just really, really, really blessed. Cindy Meal is a rock star cowgirl, as y'all already know, and it was such a pleasure to work with her, and for that all to come together, we're amazed by her generosity and kindness and belief in us. And then, you know, we've been, as you know, we've talked about this before, Sam and I've been in the music industry here in Nashville for so many years now that we have been so blessed to have great relationships with beautiful, wonderful people in Nashville. And some of our best friends are like the who's who in the music video world. So our dear, amazing friend, rock star director Trey Fanjoy, you know, who directs like, you know, Miranda and Keith Urban and, you know, everybody, the brand new newest Faith Hill video, she's a rock star. She's the one who put us in touch with Roger Pistol, who is the director of photography, oh my God, on the video. And then our dear friend George Flanagan of Deaton Flanagan Productions, who is, it's like Trey and George are like the two Mac Daddy music video directors in Nashville, and they're our dearest friends. So George, God bless him, is who put us in touch with rock star editor Adam Little, who, you know, edits every video that you see out there on all the networks. So he's a rock star, and he turned out to be a horse guy. How cool is that? So we had a cowboy, rock star cowboy, amazing editor who happens to be crazy about horses, the most beautiful soul, editing the video. I mean, I honestly, guys, seriously, I'm still trying to soak it all in and just really, I can't believe it all.
Well, we think you are a rock star as well, Tammy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. God, you guys have been so supportive of us for so long. And seriously, it means, I'll cry. It means so much. So thank you.
And I just said Tammy instead of Tempe because I'm still thinking about talking about Tammy. Sorry, Tempe.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Believe me, Lindsay, you know, people have called me worse. I think I've told y'all that I've had two people seriously think my name was Simpleton. I'm like, no. Seriously, it's not Simpleton. I think even, like, the worst people on the planet would never name their child Simpleton, so no. So I really have. Well, I've had one person look me straight in the eyes and go, so Simpleton. I'm like, no. Simpleton's
not it. We did have a question from a listener on our Facebook page. It says, is it available, this song, on iTunes? And I believe it is, isn't it, when I get that pony
yes.
ear?
And I actually, that's Sweet Doreen. I think that is her beautiful, wonderful name. And I actually responded and put the link up for you guys. And we've got that straight up on our homepage, too. And, of course, right now you go to our homepage and you can't not see the video on cnt.com and you can't not download it, meaning it's right there for you to do all that. We hope that everyone will watch it, please God. And we hope that everyone will start downloading the song. We would be so grateful. Grain and hay, puppy dog food, kitty cat food.
I'm going to download it right after the show, Tempe.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. I just, I can't believe it. Oh, my God. It's like, you guys, I looked and it's now like at 4,600 views on CMT.com. Oh, my God, CMT rocks. They have been so amazing to us. You guys have all just been so amazing. This is like the biggest thing that's ever happened to me as an artist. Seriously, I will start crying.
Well, let's get it above 10,000, Tempe. Let's get it above 10,000 before the day's out. Let's do that.
Oh,
hey,
God bless y'all. Let's do it.
I need a favor from you now. See
okay.
Now you've thanked us. I need a favor from you.
I need you
with all your connections in Nashville to get my girlfriend, Carrie Underwood, to do an interview with us. So can you get that done tomorrow?
Carrie Underwood. Oh, man. I know people who know Carrie. I can't say that I do, but all that 6 degrees of separation, I mentioned our dear, amazing rock star cowboy bud, George Flanagan, director George Flanagan. I mean, the video of Brad Paisley and Carrie walking towards each other in that amazing, like, desert-looking area, that's all George. I mean, he does all of Carrie's videos and Brad Paisley and, oh, my God. I mean, I still kind of, I like, have to walk up to my friends and just go, can I touch you? Like, you're all so famous, and there's just little old me who's just, I still can't believe I'm part of.
Well, Jennifer has expressed.
So I'll do my best. I'll do my best is what I'll tell you. I will try like crazy.
I'll take forever. I'll play your songs every day you get Carrie Underwood. I don't know if I'd be able to talk if Carrie Underwood was on here. But Jennifer's checking.
Hey, me neither.
Brad Paisley would be fine. You can get Brad Paisley. Jennifer's typing in here.
Okay. Get both of them.
Hey, who needs Carrie Underwood when we've got Pendleton Thompson?
Oh, you're so sweet. Hey, man, you know, if Carrie Underwood, like, recorded one of my songs someday, same deal. I wouldn't be able to speak, you know. I'm just, she's one of the best singers on the planet. Seriously, it's nice to, and Brad Paisley, oh, my God, he's so amazingly talented. So, hey, I'll do my level best. And if anyone's out there, right, listening, who knows Carrie, knows Brad, please put him in touch with Glenn and the whole Horses in the Morning herd. We'd be so grateful.
And she can't ride, and you can.
But she's an animal girl. Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we know? She
well, you've got, yeah, you've got one up on her there, Tempe, because I don't believe she can
so
ride,
sweet.
And you can, you see.
You're so sweet. She, you know, she's big-time animal advocate, big time. I think about stuff that she's done, and I dream of being able to do things just like that, to be that kind of a philanthropist, to, like, to open and build a brand-new animal shelter. I believe that's what she did in her hometown in Oklahoma. So kudos, man. I want to do stuff like that, you guys. So, yeah, we need this pony to keep flying, get more wings, and because that means I can do that. You know that's. Y'all know that's why I want to be famous, so that we can have lots of money so that I can, like, give it away. See, that's, like, my whole thing. I want to be able, you know, when you see the posts on Facebook or you get an email from someone who's like, oh, my God, our horse, you know, is having to have colic surgery and all we need is, like, $2,000. You know, for so many people, that's like a drop in the bucket, right? So
Unfortunately, Tempe, you might be a little bit broke if you offer to pay for people's colic surgery.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just to be able to go, I can do that. I can do that because people have done so much for us. Oh, I'll get all weepy. Oh, you know, so.
Oh, well, Tempe, I have a non-weepy question for you. We're going to lighten the load here a little bit. In the behind-the-scenes shots that I came across yesterday, I believe they were on, I think they were on the CMT website. There were some still shots from behind the scenes.
They're on the Seven Clinics. They're on the SevenClinics.com site. Yes.
There we go. I was surfing around over there, and there are some beautiful shots there. The one of you walking through the fog machine needs to be on the 18x24 calendar. Thank you very much.
There's
a picture of Sam getting makeup.
Is that not the funniest dang thing? Oh, is that not awesome? And he was like, seriously, you guys are going to take pictures?
I know, of that.
I loved it. Yeah, hey, you know, it's part of the dealio, right? It was great. And, oh, I got to tell you, speaking of, just a big shout out to Jen Stamps. Jen Stamps took all those beautiful photos. She's such a rock star cowgirl. We love her so much. And
I
she
hope
did
they make
so
some
much
of those
more
pictures.
Than that on the video set. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hope they make some of those pictures available because some of them are just gorgeous.
Aren't they? Well, and here's the thing. If you know, you saw that link on the Seven Clinics page, and folks, if y'all want to check out some of that as well, just go to SevenClinics.com and click on the photos icon, and at the bottom you'll see the behind-the-scenes pictures, and her information is right there. So, if you guys are interested in any of those pics, you can contact Jen directly. She's unbelievable. And you guys, can I tell y'all something really dang cool right now? Oh, my God. So Sam just walked in the room. And someone who's been amazing to us, you guys, in the country music industry is a wonderful recording artist, rock star cowboy, who truly is a cowboy. He's a horse guy, Clay Walker. Well, Clay Walker just posted about the video on his Facebook page. I am so honored. And what's so amazing, our dear, amazing friend, Jason Green, Jason Green, we call him Jason Green. He's our co-writer on this song, When I Get That Pony Rode. And Jason is a rock star cowboy himself. He's so amazing, one of the best songwriters on the planet, one of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet. And he's been involved with Clay and his career. They're dear, dear, dear friends. They've been working together for years. And so just a few minutes ago here this morning, he was like, hey, Clay's wanting to put, you know, he's willing to put that on his Facebook page, would be happy to do that. I checked in with him, and he was like, absolutely, I'll do that. So
God bless him.
Yay.
So y'all check out Clay Walker's fan page, too. Clay is an amazing man. And also, I can say, Clay, I love you, baby, but you know I still actually scored higher than you at that celebrity cutting that you were so, like, amazing to invite me to go do. So, you know, see, cowgirls always doing it right.
Oh, Debbie, we got
to
run here.
You want to see him ride.
We have to run here. It's TempletonThompson.com. Thank you so much for calling in. Check out our new video. Let's get it over 10,000 today. Thank you, Tempe.
I'm going to go down.
I love you guys so much, and I'm going to work so hard to get Carrie. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it. I love y'all. This pony is flying. Thanks for all your love and support. I love you guys so much.
All right. See you,
Tempe. Bye, Tempe.
Okay, bye, Tempe.
Hey, that was great of her to call in. That was fun. It's always fun when Tempe calls because the energy level goes up about 100 degrees.
Oh, I know.
In the show.
Everybody's a rock star in Tempe's world.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Well, it's time, that time of the week when we do this.
It's time for the weekly health report from thehorse.com. Fantastic information and their attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
Sorry about taking a little longer to get to you, Michelle. We have Michelle Anderson, editor, or not editor. What is your title again?
Digital editor.
That's right, with thehorse.com with us. Sorry it took so long to get to you, but Tempe called in, and you have to talk to rock stars when they call. So.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, and I think Dr. Jones is also ready for us, and it's so nice to have you back again, Dr. Jones.
Thank you, Glenn. Good morning, everyone.
We missed you. It's like
you
were on vacation. Were you on that cruise ship?
I wish, but no. Actually, just being away, I don't even care if I had stinky toilets. I think I'd just enjoy being away with time off.
But she wasn't taking time off. She was working while we were doing the show.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
I believe her.
So, yeah. But this morning she's here to talk to us a little bit about dental issues in horses and bidding problems. And Glenn, have you ever had a horse that was either hard mouthed or one that had issues with the bit?
My pony that I drove for a long time actually had a very hard mouth, so much so that she was a racing pony before I got her, and then an Amish pony after that. And she basically pulled the cart with the reins. Dr. Jones, I don't think those traces ever got tight. She pulled the cart with her reins, and she was a left-sided pony, which meant that, you know, it was constantly pulling on the left side, and all you had to do was leave off, she turned right. So, yes, I have had a hard-mouthed pony before.
And did you get her mouth checked out to see if there was something going on there, or was it just all of her years of other work?
In her case, it was all of her years of bad training, I think. And we did have her mouth checked out, and she did have some issues. But unfortunately for my arms, they did not contribute to the problem.
The behavior was set, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Dr. Jones, what kind of issues have you seen related to dental problems and training?
Well, the training side is usually the complaints are is they're not responding to the bit, or they're throwing their head, or they will have a pull to the one side but not to the other, that kind of thing. And that's what we're addressing is those complaints from the riders. And not stopping, that's another one. So that might be more behavioral or change of bit discussion, with the owner if we find nothing. But as you look in the mouth, the primary thing we all look for and trainers already know about is the wolf teeth. We start off with that because it's been understood that the wolf teeth can cause some issues because it sits right there at the bars in the mouth in front of the second cheek tooth is what we call it. It's the first cheek tooth. And they're remnants of a full tooth from back in the days. And they don't have really good hold into the gum line and they can wiggle a little bit. And if the bit tends to tap on those, they can get really fussy. So as a veterinarian in our oral exam is we're going to be checking for wolf teeth right off the bat. The other things we're going to be looking for is any cuts or ulcers in the mouth coming from a horse that hasn't had their teeth done at all.
So going back to the wolf teeth, now do all horses have wolf teeth?
Yeah, I wouldn't say every single horse has wolf teeth, but about you'd say 30% come in with wolf teeth, believe it or not. There are some that we don't have to pull the wolf teeth on because they don't have any. But it is something that trainers usually request the owner to get rid of because it's one less bothersome problem when they're putting them into training that they have to worry about. And you get it out of the way, you don't think about it again, and carry on.
Now, and I'm trying to remember, is it geldings and colts that tend to have wolf teeth more than mares, or is that just something that I believe that isn't true?
Believe it or not, the mares have more wolf teeth than the geldings.
Mares, okay.
Or the stud, yes. Yeah, mares tend to, you see wolf teeth more commonly in mares.
So when you're doing these dental exams, you're looking inside the mouth. Is this a full dental exam that you'd be doing?
I would recommend a full dental exam. And with that, it is not just pulling the tongue aside and taking a peek inside. It's actually sedating, putting a full mouth speculum in so you can see all the way in the back of the mouth. There was an occasion where I had an Arab. They had to go from the big fat rubber bit to the very tiny twisty bit because this horse was really pulling and fighting them. Once you open the mouth, you saw these huge hooks in the back of the mouth, which means the back tooth on the lower arcade got so sharp and so long that they were almost like ice picks poking in the back of the mouth. So every time that horse opened or curved its head to sit on the bit in dressage or sit on the bit in some sort of English fashion, it would fight because those points were poking into its upper palate or gum line. I opened up the mouth, I showed this to the trainer, and I said, I think this is why you guys had to change your bit.
So
a full mouth exam is completely recommended for a good understanding of why you're having problems with the horse.
And can changes like this in your horse happen quickly? Like, can it be when you have a dental exam done, you have their teeth worked on, and then a year later you start having issues and maybe it needs to be checked again? Or is it something that once your horse's teeth are floated, and then it can be a couple years, and maybe it's a training problem if the horse is fighting the bit?
Annual dental exams and possible equilibrations is what's recommended on standard health care of a horse. So I would say at least annually you should be having your mouth examined under sedation with the possibility of doing a float or dental procedure done on it. The offset of the incisors can offset their mouth, which offsets the way the bar sits, which is the way the bit sits. So, you know, anything can happen throughout the year. I actually had one where I had to go back in 6 months later because a trainer complained on a young horse that they think there was a problem in the mouth. And the horse was going fine, and then started having problems. I looked in the mouth, and up popped a lower wolf tooth, because they can have four wolf teeth. They can have two in the upper and two in the lower. And I had already taken out the two in the upper. When I opened up the mouth, there it was, a lower wolf tooth. And as soon as we took that wolf tooth out, they rode him the next week and said everything was back to normal.
And so you mentioned pulling the wolf teeth, and then I had mentioned floating. What kind of treatments, though, are available for mouth issues? Like I said floating, but can you describe what that is?
Yeah, it's not. Floating is the old term because it was the equipment we used. They were called float blades. The new term we're using now is called equilibration, which means you're equalizing or leveling out the mouth so that the horses can chew, close their mouth appropriately, or have the bit sit level in their mouth. And what that involves is the use usually of mechanical equipment, and I know some people are a little afraid of that, but there is very good equipment that is now made that causes very little damage to a horse's mouth. It's much safer to use the motorized equipment than it does the old hand floats. The hand floats work on a level mouth, so if you have a horse that does not have a level mouth, you're missing some of the teeth in equilibrating. Then there is checking the rotation of the mandible. As a veterinarian, you're going to be moving it back and forth and seeing if you get a good excursion, as we call it. You'll be checking the incisors to see if they meet appropriately and are they level or are they diagonally are they ventrally curved? Are they diagonally in shape, meaning showing where? Are they a cribber? And that's going to also cause problem in the back of the mouth. So the equilibration is the newer term because we're just trying to get them to maintain a more level surface to their teeth. And then, of course, you're looking for spaces between the teeth, cracked teeth, foul smells, periodontal disease, things like that. And I did want to make one note real quick. I'm sorry. The canines and geldings are not wolf teeth? And we get that question a lot as veterinarians. The wolf teeth sit a little further back. The canines are a little closer to the incisors. The wolf teeth are a little further back. And as you pull back with your bit, you're pulling back in the corners of the mouth, and you can see where that would maybe meet up with a wolf tooth rather than a canine.
Okay. And you hear the term bit seats quite a bit with trainers and vets. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, what it is it's a smoothing of the edges and the sharp points on the outside of the second and third cheek tooth premolars that are in the front of the horse's mouth. It's used primarily that when a snaffle bit or some bit similar to that fashion flattens out the tongue, there's no pinching of the soft tissue between the tongue or the gum and the teeth. So it's a smoothing of the edges. It also smooths the edges in the front because, as we know, when we're putting figure eights on them, cabosins, any sort of other mechanical devices in their faces, even hackamores too, there is some soft tissue damage that can occur if you have sharpness within the mouth. So what it does is it smooths and rounds the edges of the front teeth, front first or second tooth that is sitting right next to the bars of the mouth.
And so if a rider or trainer starts having some issues with a horse, either the horse is getting difficult to bridle or they're having that resistance under saddle, when should they start thinking about it might be it, that it could be a dental problem rather than a training problem?
It's easier to rule out a medical problem than it is a training, because training has to go through so many factors. So I always recommend that if they're having problems right off the bat, just have their mouth examined by somebody who does dentistry all the time or somebody that has dentistry offered in their practice and loves to do it, and then address that dental issue with equilibration, see how they work after that. There was a study that was done some time ago where they went in and they did all the horses' teeth in two training barns, and then they had a trainer fill out the form, and all the horses improved in training no matter what they did. They just did a regular dental equilibration in all the horses' mouths, and there was a significant increase in behavior and weight gain on all those horses. So dentistry is a very good thing to always have done on your horse on an annual basis and should be part of your herd health care. The bit seat was added to a few horses, and they saw approximately a 60% improvement in the way those horses rode with a bit seat added. So I believe everybody who's doing dentistry nowadays just has a bit seat placed in a horse's mouth as their regular equilibration procedures that are done.
Okay. Well, if listeners are interested in more information about bits and dental health, they can go to thehorse.com. In the search bar, just put bit, and a ton of stuff comes up. You mentioned some research, Dr. Jones. We have a lot of summaries of research that's been done on horse behavior related to the bit and cabosin and pressure from the reins. So take a look at that if you're interested. I think it's really kind of fascinating stuff.
It really is, and it will spell out for those that are very frustrated that there might be changes that need to be done after the equilibration is even done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's bit fit is important as well as bridle fit and also rider ability.
Yeah, right. And that brings me up to the point of the, you know, cracks. Yeah, the cracks in the corner of the mouth. You know, I'll get questions about those all the time, and that simply is, I am more in the belief there is nothing wrong if you've done an equilibration that those cracks are being caused by the teeth. It's being done by either the pinching of a bit or by more of a heavy hand. Mm-hmm. So that would I would address with see a trainer, see if you can work that out or change your bit.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Jones.
Dr.
My
Jones,
pleasure.
Do you have a bit bucket like all the other horse girls I know, this bucket full of bits?
I actually have, yeah, quite a few bits that I've had to use over the years to change from one to the other. I mean, you really need to get the right size for your horse. And, you know, if you're like me and I've gone through different horses in my life, I've got different sizes, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I haven't met a horsewoman yet that doesn't have a bit bucket. They all do.
My trainer went to a benefit auction, and she won in a raffle a box of bits. Best thing she ever won.
I think Jennifer has quite a few, too. We might have a bit bucket on next week's Wheel of Trivia. That might be there.
Don't let him give away your bits, Jennifer.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being on. That's, of course, thehorse.com. And where can people find you, Dr. Jones?
At Florida Equine. Florida spelled out, FloridaEquine.com.
FloridaEquine.com. Thank you both. We'll talk to you again next week there, Michelle.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, that's an interesting segment that we do every Wednesday here, and we thank thehorse.com for participating and helping us out with that. Michelle is terrific. Well, Linda, you have enough.
I can see you putting a rusty old bit on the trivia wheel as a prize next week. I can see that happening now.
I felt really bad about that this week. I really did. I felt really bad because we had a pregnant woman that ended up with that. I was like, oh, man. I just spin the wheel. It's what comes up, comes up. But you have a new project you're working on, and actually last week on Friday for Really Bad Ads, we gave away one of your coats, didn't we?
Yes, I'm very excited in my full-time job, I'm real, to be doing distributing a range called Equisafety out of the UK. And it's basically high visibility performance apparel for equestrians, for canines, for dogs as well. Really excited about it. And yes, somebody last Friday did indeed win one of the winter jackets.
And I think she was very happy about it too. So
sure, she was. It was a very nice jacket.
Yeah, very nice jacket. You know, that jacket was worth over $100. So we were very grateful for you doing that. So what is the website again where people can find it?
It's highvisibility.us.com.
All right, very good. And this week we're giving away on Really Bad Ads. Get your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Get them in today and tomorrow by Thursday evening. We are giving away, thanks to the generous sponsors again, a Rebound Hoof Pack. And what that is, it's a revolutionary product designed to relieve pain, soreness, and inflammation without having to wrap your horse's feet. It's an all-natural, super sticky product that's easily applied to the hoof with a wet hand, covered with shavings or paper, and the job is done. No more of that wrapping that we all hate. It won't test, and it washes off with water. It's formulated by top vets and farriers and endorsed by Olympic riders. Visit their website at reboundhoofpack.com for a demonstration, testimonials, and distributors near you. The prize you will receive is a 3.5-pound jar worth over $50 with shipping, and you can find it at reboundhoofpack.com. We gave this product as one of our awards for one of the best products that we saw, the best new products that we saw at ADA this year. It is terrific. If you've ever had that situation where you needed to wrap a hoof or to pack it, this does the job for you without all of the wrapping. It is just terrific. I don't understand the magic of how it works, but it really does work, and that's what we're giving away. Along with, Jennifer, what else?
We've got another book, Dressage for the Not-So-Perfect Horse, and Who Amongst Us Doesn't Have a Not-So-Perfect Horse by Janet Foy.
So Dressage for the Not-So-Perfect Horse and a Rebound Hoof Pack, two winners for this Friday's Really Bad Ads. Get your ads in today to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Go on Craigslist. It takes you about 2 minutes to find a bad ad. Doesn't take long at all. you know, there's a lot of them out there. There's more.
There's some pretty bad ones on Craigslist.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Lindsay, there's more bad ones than good ones. I mean, I don't know what that says for our society, but it is our most popular segment we do every week, and we're looking forward. Actually, on Wednesday, Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show will be filling in, and we have Heidi Harriet with us of Arabian Nights, the dinner show in Orlando. We went to see it with Wendy on Monday night. We'll post some pictures. We had a lot of fun there, and we'll be chatting with her about that show on Friday. Thank you, Lindsay, for joining us. Give out your websites again.
Highvisibility.us.com.
Highvisibility.us.com and riders4helmets.com. Thank you. We come back. Right. Was it too traumatizing, or will you do it again?
I would be honored to come back again. I just hope that when Jamie eventually listens to the replay, she's not too critical of my standing.
She'll be fine, and she can't complain. She's on a beach in Hawaii, so no complaints from her. Well, she will be back next week. She's doing a 1-week trip to Hawaii, unless, of course, they decide not to come home, and then we might be calling again. That's it, everybody. You can listen to all the past episodes of Horses in the Morning at horsesinthemorning.com. You can also listen to all the other shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. And don't forget iTunes. You can listen to us on iTunes just by searching for Horses in the Morning in the podcast section. And we would love, if you like the show, to leave us feedback there. You can just right-click on it in your iTunes on the name of the show, Horses in the Morning, and it says leave a review. and you can give us 5 stars and leave a review. If you don't like the show, one, I don't know why you're listening to this point, but if you don't like the show, you probably have better things to do. Go ride your horse. You don't have to bother leaving us a review. That'd be fine. That's it. Thank you, Lindsay. We'll see you again we'll see you again Friday, everybody. We will have a show for you, a recorded show here for you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. And Lindsay, would you like to end with a saying? How about wear your helmet? Is that a good saying, Lindsay? Wear your helmet. Stay dirty, y'all.